setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, you have joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. And I can tell you that you were created to fill a unique role in and through your work. That means you are needed. You're incredibly valuable. But it also means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be the best version of you. And so we are here to help you figure out what that is, figure out how to do it best, do it, maximize it, and turn it into your legacy. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. We'll get to your phone calls in just a few minutes. So over the last two days, I've been really breaking down my core methodology and philosophy in stage one of our seven stages. Quick context, there are seven stages that will lead you to what you were born to do in your work. Stage one is get clear. Stage two is get qualified. Stage three is get connected. Stage four is get started. Stage five is get promoted. Stage six is get the dream job. Stage seven is give yourself away. You work at this point for impact only. I mean, the income is there, the notoriety, all the things. And now it's just, I want to leave my mark. And by the way, everybody wants that. So those are the seven stages. So in stage one, get clear. It's super important that you get clear and you know the role that you were created to fill. And so we've been breaking down, how do we get clear? Well, first we must know what we are most talented at. What are our greatest talents? Because talents are tools to actually do the work. And so we broke that down on Monday. On Tuesday, we broke down passion. What are the types of work that we love to do? And then today we're going to break down mission. Now, on Monday, if you want to go back and get the podcast, you can get that. It's on demand for you there. We broke down the 12 universal talents. You take all of the talent in the world. We kind of created a very simple but easy to understand list of 12 talents, and we broke those down. And then on Tuesday, we broke down the 15 passions, the type of work. You can take all work in the world and kind of group them in these 15 talents. And today we're going to look at the six mission results. Now, the reason we're breaking these down is because for 2 years I've been developing this after doing thousands of phone calls to create this assessment called the Get Clear Career Assessment. I needed a tool that anybody could take online and get really, really clear on those three areas: talent, passion, and mission. Because when talent, passion, and mission align, it points to your sweet spot, which could be many different jobs, career paths, even dream jobs. Because if you're using your talent, what you do best, to perform your passion, the work you love, to accomplish results that matter to you, mission, you're doing what you're born to do. And what's fun about realizing this is it's not just one thing, so you don't have to be all stressed out. Did I choose the right thing? It's not about that. There's multiple ways you can make that unique contribution. So, we created the assessment. It's called the Get Clear Career Assessment. You can get it for $30 at kencoleman.com, and it is the ultimate tool that gives you a lot of clarity. Now, you're still going to have to go do some discovery as to all the different types of jobs or career paths that would fit in that purpose statement that we give you. We fill it out for you based on your answers. So, we're going to go through the six missional results so that you understand them and you begin to go, oh, I see this. So, these are just alphabetical order. Because when you take the Get Clear Career Assessment, you will get one primary missional result. So you go, these are the results. This type of result here is what's really driving me in my work. First is achievement. This is about achieving goals, exceeding expectations, beating the competition, turning companies around, driving excellence. It's not about personal achievement, although that is certainly a byproduct, but you are all about driving excellence and winning. Creation is the second missional result. You're motivated by creating. This could be ideas, it could be products, it could be services, it could be physical things. I mean, you love creating. something, a solution. I mean, you're just very creative. And if I am forced to create something that has not previously exist, whether, again, be art, music, whatever, then you got the juice. Third is efficiency. You're driven by maintaining or fixing or adding to, and it's all about efficiency. Is it working at its maximum performance? Chaos. Oh, you love chaos. Give me chaos because I want to fix chaos. You love order and you love effectiveness, efficiency. That's what that is. Influence is all about people. You want to influence change, transformation. You want to help them, whether it's instructing or whatever. That's the type of work. But the result is influence. I want to influence people's lives for the better. The final two, service. It's all about protecting others. It's all about serving others, lifting others. It's all about giving care, caring for others. Finally, a solution. You're the ultimate problems. I mean, the problem solver. That's it. You want to solve problems. Could be people problems, could be thing problems, could be system problems. But like your number one driver in your work is solving problems. Solving problems. I like a problem. Give me a problem. When I solve that problem, I need another problem. So those are the six missional drivers that you can begin to dive into. Now, by the way, when you take the Get Clear Career Assessment, and I highly recommend you take it and call the show, and we go over the results and help draw conclusions for you. We had a guy call yesterday. He was right there. But you got to do your homework. When we give you the professional possibilities, you got to start searching. Searching for things that line up with the purpose statement. I got to look, see it, that I didn't see it before. Now I can see it. But you're going to get a report on your top talents, your top three specifically, and we do a deep dive summary for you. And then you'll see where you score on the rest of the 12 universal talents. On the passions, you'll get a report on your top three passions, the work you love to do. But you'll also see where you score on the other universal types of work that we call passion. Then finally, you'll get that missional driver, that top primary mission, and then you'll see where you're scoring the others. Why is this important? Because in all three areas of indication that we give you on the assessment, talent, passion, mission, it's not just seeing what you score high in, it's also going, I'm middle, medium range here, low range here. What does the low range tell us? Well, it tells us we ought not be doing jobs in careers where I am using talents that I'm not really high proficiency in. Same thing with passion. I shouldn't be spending most of my time in a job, in a career, doing something that sucks the life out of me. It's got to give me the juice. And then the missional result. If I'm doing work right now that is spitting out a missional result that is way off from what really lifts my heart, then I got to make a change. So awareness is everything. Being aware of who you really are is the illumination that so many people have never truly achieved. And when you are illuminated on who you are, what makes you tick, what gives you the juice, now we can see it, and now we can do it. And it changes everything. It's no longer a Monday through Friday slog. It's about making a difference in the world. This is The Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. All right, folks, welcome back to The Ken Coleman Show. We are completely, utterly, obsessively, maniacally focused on helping you figure out what you were born to do and then doing it to the absolute maximum best that you can do it. That's what we're about. So that sounds fun, doesn't it? I mean, that's it. I mean, maximizing. That's the jam. That's the juice for me. Let's get started. Coaching people one call at a time. Andrea joins us in Phoenix, Arizona. Andrea, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for having me.
You bet. What's up?
So I am about 3 to 6 months away from graduating from graduate school, and I am in a pickle because I have zero desire really to continue in the field that I've been studying for the past 6 years.
Oh!
And I'm trying to, I don't know if it's burnout because I've been in the program for so long, or if it's just, it's taken me this long to realize I don't want to be in this field.
I think it's the second one, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm basing that totally on kind of feeling what you're sharing through the mic. I'm hearing you and I'm feeling it all over you. And which one do you think it is?
I think it's a mix of both, because even trying to get myself motivated to apply for jobs, I'm even just like, I don't even want to look at the jobs.
Well, that's the answer.
And
I think you're tired, and to use your phrase, burned out. Yes. But I don't think that that's a separate reason. I think they're the same exact reason. The reason you're tired and burned out, after 6 years of study in this area, is because I think your heart has long ago known that this wasn't the thing. And I think your brain is just now catching up to your heart. And the reason you've been burned out for so long is because you're like, I'm just doing this and I don't have any juice for this.
Yeah, I feel like it's a checklist item now.
100%. So what?
I feel like at this point, I'm just staying to finish the dang degree because I'm like, I've been in it this long. I'm finishing it.
Which, by the way, I would say that I think that's probably the right thing to do. And you know me, I'm Mr. No Degree unless it's absolutely the only way or the best way. But in this situation, you've done it. Go ahead and finish. So let's focus on the future you want.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Oh, well, let me ask you this first. What are you currently studying?
Biomedical engineering.
And you've been looking at what kind of jobs?
So it's mostly like I've been in the research field forever.
Yeah.
And because that's what we have to do, but just being a senior research scientist sounds absolutely miserable to me.
And I'm not laughing. Listen, I'm not laughing like as in, I just love that you're being so honest. I mean, it makes me laugh because it's so obvious. You're like, oh my gosh, slam my head in an oven.
Yeah. And so what I'm trying to figure out if there's, I like lists and I like being meticulous. So I'm probably, when you were talking about it, I like efficiency. That's definitely something I love to do.
Yeah.
So I've in one area that I'm having a hard time even. I mean, I don't hate science and I don't hate biomedical engineering. It's more like I hate the research aspect.
Okay, great.
And so it's just figuring out if I could pivot somehow and how the heck to do that.
I think you could, but I don't know your field as well. So what's kind of fun about this is I'm completely ignorant. But you know what I mean? I really am.
Yeah.
I'm ignorant as it relates to the knowledge of all the different types of jobs in the biomedical field. However, let's just go real high level. You heard me walking through the mission results and you kind of immediately kind of gravitated to efficiency, right? So What kind of jobs and career paths in biomedical allow you to drive efficiency? So research is not it. If you're researching, your soul is leaving your body slowly. However, If you are involved in processes, right? So Instead of researching, I wonder if there isn't some planning type of work.
Yeah.
I wonder, instead of researching, is it more analyzing?
Probably more analyzing. That's something I really like to do. I like making lists and going through the literature and figuring out what's been done.
Fantastic. I think it's for you, it's more about analyzing and then finishing. In my Get Clear career assessment, we've got a passion and we named it finishing. Because I just think there are people out there like you who just, they love stinking knocking a list out. And you've already said that about two times, maybe three times. So I think that there's got to be lots of different jobs where you spend 80% of your day. That's kind of my barrier. If you're spending 80% of your day doing work you love, passion. So let's say analyzing and finishing. So it's about knocking projects out. Analyzing, finishing, maybe there's some planning there. I don't know, but it ain't researching.
No.
So there you go. So before you just say, I'm out of biomedical, you've got to say, what are all the types of paths within biomedical where I'm spending most of my time doing analyzing work and finishing type work? Because you said it's not biomedical that you hate. You love the field and what it does. You just don't want to be stuck doing research all the time. You want to get stuff done. See, researching is about learning. Finishing is about completing and activating. That's who you are.
Yeah.
Because you said, I love analyzing. So you know what you need to be doing? Yeah. You need to be in a role in biomedical where you're spending a lot of time analyzing what needs to be done, and then you're involved in getting it done.
That actually sounds really fun.
Oh, yay. Guess what that means? The next 6 months become exciting because you realize, hey, this is going to pay off. I actually know that I can be in biomedical, which I say I like, and actually do work I love. Andrea, what an exciting turnaround. Don't you see it?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, I'm proud of you. Seriously.
Well, thank you.
No, listen, let me tell you.
Having an outside opinion helps.
Well, yeah, but let me tell you why I'm proud of you. Because you stayed with it, and then you had the courage to call me and kind of talk through it. A lot of people will never dig like you just digged with me. You dug in. A lot of people will go, well, I've got the master's degree. I've been doing this 6 years. I got to do it. And they'll be miserable their whole life. And then their marriage sucks. Their relationships suck. They're miserable their whole life. And all of a sudden, you got a whole new path forward, Andrea. You now need to change your mindset. I hope your heart's catching up with your brain right now.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Ken and I just figured this out. I haven't wasted my time. I now know the kind of work I love to do. Do you see that?
Yeah.
All right. So it's time for you, even though you hate research, you know how to research. Let's go find out all the different career paths within biomedical or anything attached to that field that your education is going to set you up for. And let's go find those gigs. And we go do that. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. 80%. 80% of your day needs to be doing that kind of work that you love.
Makes sense.
You got it. Proud of you, Andrea. Thanks for the call. Oh, folks, that's why we do what we do. Hey, can I just tell you? I'm never going to apologize. That's why some of you need to go right now to KenColeman.com and order the Get Clear Career Assessment. She heard me while waiting to get on the air walk through 1/3 of the assessment results, the missional results, and she heard efficiency and she went, I think I want to work to drive efficiency. So all of a sudden a person goes, hey, does this job allow me to create efficiency and drive efficiency? If it doesn't, big old giant Family Feud X. Joe, I need a button in the studio so I can do my own sound effects.
We're working on it.
Are you for real?
Yes.
That would make me very happy because I want to do that Family Feud Red X sound when I talk about how the heart shuts things down. Oh, thank you very much, Joe. Very exciting. Oh, folks, the show's going to go to the next level when I get my own sound effects button. Hey, don't move. More coming right up. All right, folks, welcome back. Helping you move from paycheck to purpose in your work life. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. By the way, that's the name of the new book. Been working on this baby for a year and a half. From paycheck to purpose. The clear path to doing work you love. Available now for pre-order at kencoleman.com. You get for $20 the brand new book, which unpacks in a deep dive fashion, plus a lot of my story and journey that I think will really encourage you. It unpacks it all. And it is now a $20 pre-order price. And with that, you get the ebook and the audiobook read by me, as well as the hard copy and $100 worth of other goodies. So go check that out at kencoleman.com. Comes out November the 9th. And that's really what this is all about. We want you to stop thinking about work as something you do just to get paid. 844-747-2577. Amit joins us. It's a tune-up call. I remember talking to Amit. He joins us here on line two in Charlotte, North Carolina. Amit, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream. What's going on, dude?
Hey, so I was actually able to take the Get Clear assessment as we talked about last time.
Okay,
so
good.
I have the results in front of me.
Oh,
and
I like it.
We can talk about that.
Yeah. Yep. So based on now reading your purpose statement when it filled it out for you and then doing a deep dive, I guess, on your top three talents, your top three passions, and your primary mission, has it given you any more enlightenment?
It has. It has definitely confirmed quite a few things.
Okay. So tell me, what are we talking about?
So my top three talents, we are looking at compassion, mm-hmm. discernment, and justice.
Okay. All right. And top three passions, work you love.
Passions are protecting, performing, and advocating.
Interesting. Okay. And primary mission.
Influence.
Yeah. All right. So what are you thinking now that you see those results? What are you thinking? What are your questions for me?
Well, I've been kind of, I don't know if you remember last time when I spoke to you, I had mentioned that, for quite a number of years, I've been just kind of stuck in an industry or kind of work yeah. that I really never wanted to do.
Sure.
A little backstory. I actually had been pursuing acting in my life since I was a teenage kid until I actually got saved and had decided at the time that that's not what I wanted to pursue.
Sure.
Saying that, the thing about me is, like, as much as I love the world of creation, art, and all of that, the thing I don't like is sort of promoting and kind of marketing myself. Like, to be honest, I'm not on any of the social media myself.
Sure. Here's the deal. I'm going to try to fast forward this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I get all the backstory. But we don't need to discuss backstory. We're looking at a purpose statement that you got filled out and you said it was really illuminating for you. So the question is, who is it that you want to help? Because when I see influence as the number one missional result, that is a people driven result. True or false?
True.
Yeah. So who are the people you most want to influence?
It's mostly people in need, and I have been thinking there are aspects of human trafficking and, with stuff even going around in the world right now with the Afghan refugees and all of that. That's where my heart really gets alive.
Go ahead. But what?
The thing I really get stuck up with is this, like, I have tried to get into the industries with nonprofits, even related to the nonprofits related to human trafficking or water needs and all of that stuff. But it's been really hard to break that barrier to get into something that people often tell me that, hey, you don't have any experience of. And I was like, yes, that's right. But I'm trying to get my foot into the door.
But the problem is it looks like you're going for jobs that require some experience, and you equate that with getting your foot in the door as opposed to going, nope, I should be asking them what experience I'm missing. Where do I get that experience? There are places to get that experience. And I'm also going to challenge you right now, Amit, because we've already talked before, and I told you to go do the Get Clear Career Assessment. I'm glad you did, because it is so verifying based on what you just said. But you're saying, well, it's been really hard, Ken. And I go, well, I was called to go into broadcasting at the age of 33 with three kids, a wife, and a mortgage, and no experience. And it was really hard. Should I have just said, well, it's going to be hard, so I'm going to ignore who I am and who I'm supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear that from you. I don't want to hear that it's been hard to get in.
Yeah,
No, hold on a second. So what experience do you need? When you've gone to try to get into these positions, whether it be a Christian nonprofit or an NGO or whatever, what experience do you need that you don't have? You don't have to tell me. That's what you have to answer. So how do you get that experience? And that's what you got to figure out. And because here's the deal. It's not a giant mystery, Amit. It's just not. Because somebody along the way got the experience that's in the position, that was in the position that's now open that you're applying for. How'd they get there? You got to ask those questions. You got to dig. But let me tell you what's great about this that I hope will fire you up so that you won't get discouraged. Because I think you're discouraged right now. When I see compassion, discernment, and justice as your top three talents, and I see protecting, performing, and advocating as your top three passions, work you love to do, and influences your driving mission. You want to talk about helping the least of these, whether it be trafficking, whether it be refugees, whether it be hunger. I mean, that is all lining up. It is absolutely undeniable that you have all of the tools to do that. So now it's for you to go, what are all the different avenues that I can take? What are the different pathways I can take to get to the top of the mountain where I am using my compassion and discernment and strong sense of justice to advocate, to protect, and drive change? That's what performing is. You want to, you've been a performer before, but performing in this sense of the word is I want the pressure to deliver, just like you did as an actor when the spotlight was on you. You want to be in a pressure position as it relates to helping the least of these. Am I right?
That's true. I mean, that's,
I know.
That's pretty spot on.
I know.
And I think that's where I get stuck up with the performing aspect because I feel like I'll be putting up an act rather than being myself.
No. Stop. All that means is that you thrive on the pressure. You love pressure-filled work. You love the it's just me. It's like me going out to give a speech. That's performing because there's an audience and they're there to be equipped. And so I got to deliver. For you, you can be in social justice and in those fields, but you need to be in a position where there is some pressure to deliver results. That's all that means. So here's the deal. Find out what experience you need. And go get the experience, even if you got to volunteer, even if you got to do some part-time work, even if it's going to make the journey a little bit longer or slower than you would have initially desired. But there is a way to get qualified, yes or no? Yes.
Yeah.
So go do it. Amit, this is awesome. Open your mind. Open your mind. Look. You've got a very clear arrow now with this purpose statement. This purpose statement, in my opinion, Amit, for you specifically, I think you need to print it out and put it on your bathroom mirror, your closet door, something that you see every morning. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yep.
Because you need it to be this searing reminder that this is what you were created to do. And then as you now see it and you believe it, then you will see things you've never seen before. Just like a person who buys a car and they see that car all the way home and for 4 or 5 days after that. Why? Because of intent focus. Focus on that purpose statement. The opportunities will present themselves. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Injecting juice into your work veins. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thought I'd try a new one, Joe. That's kind of what we're doing. I mean, when you figure out what you were born to do, let me tell you something. you get a little excitement just going, okay, I got an idea. I got an idea where I'm going. Now I got to figure out how to get there. And that's why I am partnering with the number one job site in the United States, ZipRecruiter. They're amazing. And here's the reality. Why would you use ZipRecruiter beyond them being the number one job site? Because it's frustrating to apply for jobs and not hear anything. You spend a lot of time, I'm applying. I got to do all these resumes. Oh, it's so frustrating. Well, ZipRecruiter can help you get that valuable time back. They're number one because of their technology and how amazingly easy it is for candidates to apply and get hired. They have a one-click apply feature. You can apply for jobs quickly and easily without filling out your info multiple times. When you find a job you want to apply for, ZipRecruiter submits your application using all the details that are already in your profile. No stress, no time wasted. What are you waiting for? It's free. If you want an easier job search, sign up for free right now on ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Again, the website is ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's the easiest way to get hired. Go, go, go. All right, 844-747-2577. Is that Michaela that's joining us in Boca Raton, Florida? Michaela, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. So good to hear from you.
Good to talk with you. What's up?
Well, so I have been working in real estate, not that long, but just kind of doing jobs in order to save and, you know, until I could afford grad school to do what I really wanted to do. But I had a situation change with my husband this week where we're sharing one car now. So I had to quit my job in real estate anyways, which I'm kind of looking at as an opportunity to go back to what I really want to do. But my passions are kind of all over the place.
Okay. Well, I bet you they are. I bet you there's a connection. What are these passions you're talking about that are all over the place?
Well, I've been looking for jobs in teaching industries, counseling industries, and ministry.
Interesting.
Starting first with schools and churches, and I'm not getting anything because I think, I don't know, I don't have any experience.
Well, what are you applying for?
Really just like entry-level stuff too, like, I don't even know like where to start. Like,
okay, that's
like
fine.
Any opening I'm seeing, you know, like I'm applying for it, if it's in a church or a school. And then today I was going through, like recovery centers and, you know, looking at jobs there and applying for all of those from like case managers to, admissions coordinators, okay. You know, just anything to kind of get close to it.
Yeah, I get you. So here's the deal though. Don't apply for stuff that requires experience you don't have. It's discouraging, right? Because it's already kind of a long shot. As opposed to, let's say that you eventually wanted to do counseling. And let's say that you've done, you know, some customer service or some administrative work in your time in real estate or whatever. Then you apply for some job like that to where you're at the front desk answering phone calls, checking visitors in. It's way below what you want to do, but it gets you in. But we can apply for things because that doesn't require a ton of experience, and B, you've got some basic experience there anyway. If we're just trying to get a job in one of those fields, ministry, teaching, counseling, then we've got to go in at truly almost the lowest level if experience really is that big of a deal. So this is just you adjusting what you're applying for so you're not fully discouraged. But I really want to focus on the big picture. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I feel like we've got to figure out What's the end result? What's the mountain we want to climb? What's the dream job for you? When we look at teaching, counseling, or a ministry job, just right now, to help you get your brain where it needs to be, if you could be successful in any three of those fields, what would you be doing? What would be a dream scenario in one of those three fields? Describe it.
Well, what I'm passionate about is, you know, talking to people and making videos, like sharing stuff, like talking about like deep spiritual and psychological things. I feel like I like to be in like the deeper side of like grappling with the Bible and with what we're going through, like psychologically. And, I just like to work with people in those sorts of realms. So teaching, I looked at the more big picture, like getting to kind of talk about stuff like that, but I know it's going to take a lot more education, which I'm excited to do. I just haven't, you know, begun a master's program or anything
yet. Okay, there's
yet.
Your answer. So we've got to say, this is the mountaintop. How many different ways can I climb the mountain? And then the final piece of that is, after I look at all the different ways to climb the mountain, which's the best one for me to choose based on my realities? I think you want to teach.
Yeah.
I think you want to be a teacher, maybe a Bible teacher, maybe on the local church level, maybe a professorial level, maybe even a Bible teacher at a Christian school. I mean, we could think of about four or five ways where you're teaching about scripture, teaching in a ministry component, but in multiple different areas. Am I right? Am I closer based on what you just shared?
Yeah. It's close.
What would you want to do? Just say it. I mean, you and I are dancing all around this. There's no need to dance around it. You just said it. I tried to interpret it. You're like, Ken, you're close. Then make it crystal clear. Say it. What is your heart? What would your heart do tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail? You didn't have to wait. You just got to start doing it, start trying it. What would you do? Say it.
That's my frustration, is that I don't really know exactly.
Okay, that's fine. So here's what you have to do. You've got to do a little bit more exploration. So we just talked about, did you hear me say multiple different ways where you could teach around Bible ministry type stuff? Did you hear those scenarios?
Yeah.
Well, go talk to
Absolutely.
People who are doing that. You've got friends that are doing that, or you know friends that are doing that. You've got to sit with somebody who's doing these things and go, do I want to be more on the counseling therapy side of things? Do I want to be straight up ministry and all the surrounding areas? Or do I want to be more on the education side of the Christian faith? And that's what you've identified for me. Unless you didn't share everything, those are the three categories, three buckets, right?
Yeah.
Well, then the only thing that's missing is you to get out there and see it. And when you see what you really want to do, you know what your heart's going to do? It's going to go ding, 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 ding. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. That's why I'm kind of applying the things at an entry level and in all of the different industries.
I get it, but that could also be frustrating. I want you to not, I mean, I'm fine with you applying for entry level in those areas, but why don't you actually go do what I told you to do and use the proximity principle in order to do what Michaela wants to do? She's got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. We got three areas which we've identified that you're interested by. So go get around people that are doing that. Go volunteer in some of those places and see the positions that are doing what it is you think you're interested in. And then your heart's going to confirm that, yes, I do want to do this, or no, I do not. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it just looks like a couple more years of like trial and error. Then.
No, not true. No, I feel like you're still not hearing me. And I'm so, so leaning in to help you. We don't determine how many years it's going to take to get qualified to do it until we know what it is we want to do. You still don't know what it is you want to do. I actually think you know what you want to do. I think you want to be a teacher. I just don't think you know where and how.
Yeah, yeah. And I love to do it on YouTube. Like I
then
love
do that now.
I love
start a YouTube channel tonight.
I have one.
But Michaela, did you hear what I said? You're thinking, well, I got 2 years. You don't know how long you have because you don't know which is the specific path for you yet. I think you want to be, I think you want to teach and instruct. True or false?
Yeah.
Okay. Answer this question and then go out and hang out with people that are doing what we're about ready to try to answer. And you're going to answer it tonight, tomorrow, the next week. Who is it that I most want to teach? What do I want to teach them? That's what you have to answer. And when you get the answer to that question, then the job, the career path, what I have to do to get qualified, how long that's going to take, how much it's going to cost me, all of that becomes evident. That's where you are. Go do that. It's so close. Hey, I got to get out of here, but before I do, you matter. And you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.